Oh, are you fucking kidding me? Sorry, start that one over. That the entire thing just stopped halfway through your intro.
What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Discini Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about 20th Century Fox going into 2019. Essentially, as far as Fox are concerned, they are getting the business completely ready to sign things over from the 1st of January. There was an announcement last week of kind of how they're moving some of the people around into different places, putting the Fox people in charge of some of the television units and like rearranging things of where they're putting them, all the movies. They've been doing a lot of shuffling. And basically it's supposed to kind of go for a stage of early 2019. The deal is all supposed to be done. I have a feeling that this is going to be done a lot quicker. I think they want to get this done and dusted. I think Fox, or New Fox, as they're currently called, want to get on with it. I think they want to get into doing whatever they're doing. I think Disney want to get that thing out of the way. They've got authorization from pretty much every department. I think they've just got Australia, I think, left to go. And then Brazil. Brazil threw up a few things. I think their cable networks, they want a little bit more competition there. So there could be a few things, but they've already got China, they've got Europe, and they've got America on the condition of a certain few things being sold, things like some regional channels and their share in like History Channel in Europe. So that's been one of the I would say little snags, but the fact that they've got permission from all these big places, you know, I'll be honest, Brazil and Australia are probably not quite on the top of their hit list of worrying about them as much.
No, probably not. I would imagine that even if Brazil or Australia sits there and goes, we're not going to let this happen, they'll just be like, well, all right, we're just going to do it everywhere else then. So obviously they'll work it out. Whatever it is they're working out, maybe we'll end up with Disney World Australia out of this or something. I don't know. But yeah, other than that, this is pretty much done. It's going to happen. And okay, cool. Well, if we know it's going to happen, then might as well just make it happen. I think the one big question for myself, the only thing I really care about is, of course, the X-Men license, Fantastic Four license too, but sure. Where does that leave the X-Men? Obviously, they're still planning on doing New Mutants and Phoenix.
Yes.
Neither of which look particularly good at this point. It would not surprise me. Phoenix is coming out in like April, so I would expect that'll still come out.
Phoenix got pushed back to June.
Oh, got pushed back even again. Okay.
This is even later again. Like,
I think it was like October or November.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they're done. I mean, I'm expecting them to be owned by Disney fully by then. Disney might just throw them out there just to claw back some money from. It's like quite interesting, the director of like X-Men talking about like, oh, you know, this is setting up the new movies and going forward, and been on all this spinning, just going, yo, buddy, you could set this up as much as you want to be set off the X-Men in a new direction, and that's probably where you went with the script, but this is done. This is, you know, these movies could end up just coming to Disney Plus as a bonus feature at this point. They are not on Marvel's radar for, it's just called, we need to just clear this out and get some money. And if they're that bad, they might even just, if they don't feel the quality, this thing, once they've got full control over it, they might just be, oh, we'll get some money back and that'll be it, and just send them out there to get some money.
Well, they might not even want to do that, because if they are bad, or even if they're not, even if they're just kind of mediocre, they might not want to have these on the market to confuse or to muddy the water for when they do their own thing with the X-Men. And it might happen even before they have control of Fox. They might just be with Fox. Hey, you know what? We're not feeling it with Phoenix. We're not feeling it with New Mutants. We want to get the X-Men into the Avengers franchise as soon as possible. And we don't want it to be all that muddy and you know, pulled down by these movies. Even if these movies are good, we don't want people going, wait, why aren't these characters the same as the ones that are showing up in the Avengers? Unless they do decide to link them across, but that would be I don't see it happening unless they go, oh my goodness, X-Men Phoenix is like one of the best superhero movies we've ever seen. And I'd be very surprised if that was the case.
The thing to me is that there's, you know, half a billion to $1 billion worth of cinema of money to be made from these movies in terms of cinema, box office, and then they can chuck them on to like Disney Plus and Hulu. You know, these kind of things of there is money to be made with them, and Disney will want to capitalize, because at the end of the day, they've brought all the access and they're going to have access to all these X-Men movies. They're still going to use them. They're still going to want to use them as a way of clawing back money. There's other movies as well with Fox as well of stuff. I'm more interested in to see where they go with their release schedules of, are they going to let Fox Spotlight throw out as many, are they going to let them to go off and make weird, wacky movies? What are they even going to call it? Because I've got a feeling that 21st Century Fox is just going to be done as a name. I think FX is going to be gone as a name as well.
Foxney. It's going to be Foxney. So, no, I don't know. Honestly, I hope that's the direction they go. Not that name, but the direction with like the independents, where they use Fox or Spotlight or any of these to do what they used to do with Touchstone. You know, we've talked about this plenty of times, but, you know, movies like The Rock and Con Air and these movies that you don't want to have the big Disney logo on because they're violent and bloody and explosive. But there's still a market for them, and Disney wants to get that part of the market.
I was wondering, because I was looking at this last night, because you've got like Hollywood Pictures and Touchstone Pictures are Disney's like non-Disney branded franchises. I'm wondering whether or not even Spot Searchlight and Fox Movies maybe move under that brand, and they like redo Touchstone now becomes their brand. They've got too many brands, and the thing that was throwing me off is Fox News and Fox Sports seem to be kind of carrying on with the Fox branding, and I got to feel like Disney ain't gonna want to have anything to do with the term Fox when Fox News and stuff is still around, and Fox still seem to be pushing forward with that branding for their channel and for their news, and you know, they've just launched Fox Nation streaming service or something. That says to me that Disney don't necessarily want that Fox branding.
Possibly, but you could also look at it from a different angle, which is most people, you know, immediately after this, but like within the next couple of years, people will forget that Fox is owned by Disney, and they might want to have Fox on the market so that there is perceived competition. We see this a lot in the food industry. If you really want to dig down into it and be really depressed, go and find like what companies own what brands and how many of those brands that are in competition with each other are actually all owned by the same company. So it's a company fighting against itself, but it works because they can go, oh, wait, it's not a Mars bar, it's a Snickers bar or something like that. And it's like, yeah, it's actually the same thing. But most people don't know that. And most people don't want to know that. And I could see that the same thing happening with Disney going, they're Fox movies. I don't know what you're talking about. That's a Fox movie. But but that's just conjecture. Whether or not they actually do that is a completely different matter. And I could also totally see them going, like you were talking about, and saying, we don't want anything to do with that Fox News channel and the Fox Sports channels. We want the stuff that we acquired to be its own unique brand. So it either goes under Touchstone, or maybe they create an entirely new studio name for it. I don't know. But the point is, they have a lot of options. And I suspect that some of the stipulations by Australia and Brazil might actually have to do with something like this, you know? Yeah.
It's just that thing of like FX and FX Plus. You know, the way that the media movies and stuff are going, of like, I'm expecting a rebranding of, you know, you've got things like ABC, Freeform, FX, you know, all these different things. There's too many brands out there of which they're all becoming more muddied and stuff. Of they want to kind of create a more simplified version of it. And I don't know. I just feel like the way that Fox are moving in one direction, and the way they keep calling themselves like New Fox and all the rest of it, you know, they've not come out with it. You know, are they going to announce a brand new name? You know, who gets? It's like you're splitting up. I mean, it's that thing of it's going to cause confusion if there are too many FX, and it's just the way that Disney are moving in one direction and they want to integrate it, or it would make more sense to kind of brand it. And I think I'm hoping, to be honest, that we've got I think we've got another conference call in end of February, but there's a big one in April. And I think the big one in April is going to be when everything is done. I know they were planning on a lot of stuff for Disney Plus. I think that big, and that, I think we're going to have everything sorted before we go into the next financial year. They're just by the end of, by Easter, I'm expecting all of this to kind of be done. And there's going to be some bigger, because if they are going to do a rebranding, you might as well, GD, just got to get out there and go boom. And also then if they've got that branding of that logo, they can then, you know, they can sell that as a brand. I think they are very much aware that they want to put a big logo and then put everything under it. And, you know, I mean, obviously going to be putting a lot of the FX stuff onto Hulu, and they're going to they've talked specifically about like Fox Searchlight, but they might even just cut back on how many movies. Maybe have less movies out means better, their main movies will gain more money.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly an argument for that. You know, if you focus your resources into just a few movies instead of a lot of movies, it might go better. But again, as we were talking about in the worst of 2018 podcast, it was, if you put that focus into movies like Wrinkle in Time or The Nutcracker, not that the movies couldn't have been good, but, you know, talking about the final result, if they end up like that, you stand to lose a lot more if, you know, your resources are tied up in single movies like that.
I also feel like when Bob Iger like positioned Disney for being a brand and having all the different, and becoming less about just being Mickey Mouse, about being entertainment as a whole, I think there are much more. I think the idea of bringing Touchstone and, or having just I wouldn't say a family friendly, but a bit more of a brand which anything can kind of come under, you know, like almost like ABC, Fox, you know, the 20th spot such, like, and have it all under one kind of brand like that, that it's just entertainment, that kind of thing. And, you know, with the streaming wars hitting now, they're going to want to be churning out lower end budget movies to fill them up and fill that gap. And things like Widows and Bohemian Rhapsody, and, you know, we got Akita, was that Battle Angel?
Yeah,
and,
Battle Angel Akita.
You know, we've got, you know, had Fernandat, you know, we've had so many, like, I mean, Fox quite often, you know, there's been a few, you know, they're talking about like the Oscar side. I think when Disney went after like Star Wars and Marvel, Touchstone all got pushed to the side, and there's still money to be made on movies like Bohemian Rhapsody. And I think Disney are looking and going, we've lost that pie, let's get back into it. I think Fox is their way of kind of releasing non, you know, franchise movies, but they got lower budgets. And when they hit right, they make more money. And that's something like Bohemian Rhapsody, the budget is not nowhere near. I think like Widows, you know, that was a supposed to be a really good movie that I haven't got around to watching yet. You know, these things still make money at the cinema, and they make money on the streaming services. Whether or not they tone them down and they maybe don't quite go R rated because they're going to, you know, Hulu or Disney Plus, but they're looking at the long run, you know, release it at the cinema, release it to video, and then stream it. You know, they want more content, and they need to compete, because there's Warner and Apple and Netflix. They are going to have to keep churning out more, and I haven't Fox in there. I think that's where they are going to benefit. And hopefully we'll get a better, clearer idea of the branding and how they're all going to push forward, because they are going to have to clear all this up. There's too many little brands all just chipping away, and the Disney need everything a little bit more unified.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not just about how Fox will be branded. It's entirely possible that some of these other sub studios might just disappear. They might end up either merged into whatever Fox becomes, or they might just evaporate into the wind. We know that Disney has no problem closing studios basically on a whim if they think that it's going to be better long term. So it's not just Fox we have to watch, it's everything else that Disney has. And 2019 is going to be very interesting, and I use that not necessarily in an optimistic way, but also not necessarily in a pessimistic way, of just what happens, what studios are going to survive, what's the formation of the company going to be at the end of this, and also the television channels. Is FX going to still be FX and all that stuff? So
I think also the big thing as well is going to be coming in is job losses. There's going to be some job losses. They're expecting quite a lot, because there's going to be a lot of merging. They might be that thing of going, like the PR department, it's like, you know, you don't need two PR departments, but you might need to move some of them into it because you've got more work to do. So you're going to need those people, but you don't need two separate teams. Like home video releases, well, you can bring them all in under one banner. You know, it's like all the streaming, you know. There are going to be certain things, like obviously if they're filming shows and all the rest of it, that's still going to be going on. But if they cut production, say they cut production from, I don't know, whatever it is, say they're doing 25 movies are officially scheduled for next year, but they go, oh, we're actually only going to do 20. That's still five productions that could be gone, which is, you know, or a couple of TV shows that get canned. Or personally, I don't think they're canning anything. The streaming wars are going to mean that they are going to have to keep pumping out content. No, everyone is pumping out more content. Everyone is buying up everything. You know, Disney haven't spent this much money just to close it all down and get rid of competition. They brought this to ramp up production. That's what they've done it for. Franchises, and to ramp up what they're doing and what they're offering. And I think that's the key, ramping up.
Yeah, and I don't know, just time will tell on it. But like you said, they didn't buy Fox just to shut it down, but on the other hand, they could if they wanted to. Sometimes that is the best move. I don't think it is in this case. That really wouldn't make any sense. But in the world of business, there is certainly no shortage of evidence of companies going, well, we just bought you up and now we're going to sell all your assets off because your assets are worth more than what we paid for you. Again, I don't think that's the case in this, but it's one of a dozen possibilities. So.
Well, on that, guys, what do you guys think is going to be happening to Fox in 2019? Let us know your thoughts. Go check us out on over at DisKingdom.com. Like, follow, and subscribe. Next week, after Christmas week, we've got one episode that we're going to be doing, and we're going to be looking at forward to 2019. And then we'll be back the following week as per normal. So we're just having a little mini break. On that, guys, thank you very much for joining us. James, where can we find you?
Find me, HeroicLegacy.com.
And guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Later.